Speaking of getting into somebody else's site, we get a distribution email several times a day from the state government. It's called a government media advisory. News releases come the same way. They don't come from individual people within the Department of Premier and Cabinet. They come from an administrator. They tell us when the events are coming up for the Premier and other ministers. They also send through the news release subsequently. Well, one came through this morning just after 9 o'clock with a little picture attached. It comes from and has been hacked by Satanic Soul Spider, and it's a genuine. Advisory, something that the Minister and Cassie O'Connor, the Human Services Minister, were going to be doing this morning, but it adds to it with a picture still from the movie The Matrix. It also calls Lara Giddings acting Premier, but that's been a glitch that's happened before on that website. Not unusual there. With me is Stilgherrian, who is an IT writer, broadcaster and consultant. Stilgherrian, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Louise.
I gather we've heard of Satanic Souls Spider before, have we?
Yes, we have. They're one of a crew of, well, I was going to say guys. Most of these guys are guys, right. Mostly young men, who essentially have competitions for how many websites they can hack into and deface. And they even have websites set up where they brag about what they're doing, show the screenshots of the defaced websites, and, you know, really try and beat each other. So these guys have defaced almost 100 websites so far this month, including sites in Brazil, China, India, the Philippines. The Chinese ones included 5 Chinese government websites, so that gets them extra gold star points in the game they're playing.
So it's a hit and run game. Look, we did it. Here we are. Move on to the next one. They're not after some ulterior motive of destruction, generally?
Generally not. This used to be really what hacked. And I should say, hackers not in the sense of people who know how to do very, very clever things with computers, but hackers in the sense of crackers, like a safe cracker. They break into things, and that's what they get up to. And, you know, they're the ones wearing the black hats. And it used to be this was what hacking was all about some years ago. It was teenage or young males doing it for, you know, the kudos. These days, though, this is probably your pathway into doing something more sinister, because doing the kind of thing that they've done is actually pretty easy.
Oh, you still there?
Yep.
Oh, it's pretty easy, is it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, one night they might deface dozens or even, you know, 100 websites, and in the past people have defaced thousands of websites in a night. But they're mostly doing it using tools you can download from the internet. So it's a bit like saying, you know, it's not very clever to break into a house because anyone can go to a hardware store and buy a crowbar.
Would it come as a surprise to the administrators and to the systems administrators of sites such as the Premier and Cabinet one that someone can get in so easily?
It would come as a shock, but not a surprise. A shock because it's, oh dear, it's happened to us and now our day is ruined, or possibly several days. Not a surprise because there's just so many hacking incidents around the planet every day, and it's actually really hard to secure any computer you put on the internet so that it's impossible for anyone to get in. And I'd be tempted to say that it's impossible to make it, you know, 100% secure. Mm. The bad guys will always find a way in. Now, that said, there's a good chance that this hacking crew, managed to find something relatively easy to exploit. But again, unless you keep every bit of software on your computer absolutely up to date, they run automated software tools that just tries a whole combination of things to get into a website, and only one of the tricks has to work, and they're in.
Well, once they get in, is it possible then for those on the inside to find out who they are and where they've come from and how they got in?
Generally, you can find out parts of those things. It depends how good the hackers are. The really, really, really good hackers know how to cover their steps. And it's quite difficult to do so because they route their attack through a series of computers. They might hop to one in the Ukraine and then to one in India and then to one in Brazil. And so you think the attack has come from Brazil, but you go back to there and the Brazilian system administrator says, well, no, we were taken over by that computer back in India, and so on and so forth. But that said, there are kind of clues left along the way. And what's interesting here, of course, is that Spider, who's claiming responsibility for the attack, has very thoughtfully put his or her email address in the graphic.
Oh, okay. And is that easily accessible? Is that easy to see? Oh, it's in the address.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, down the bottom. Yeah, Spider at H... Yeah, Mama... Right.
HMA okay. Mail. Yeah, well, we're... Yes, I was about to say, well, we're breaching the privacy, but we're breaching the privacy there is of a criminal, so... Mm. That's an interesting ethical question.
The image, it's actually might pursue that one further. The image they leave, is there any significance in that? I understand it's a steal from the movie The Matrix.
Yeah, from the movie The Matrix, which is, of course, a film that is about, so many things, but it's certainly a film that's very popular with people who are geeks and into information technology. And the image also has... added to it in the corner, a little grinning spider, so that represents Spider, and Satanic Souls is the group of people that he or she is a member of.
Mm. Well, they are here, they were there, they've given us something to talk about today, and it's probably had a few techos over at the Premier's department working overtime today. Still, good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Louise.
Thank you. That's Still Gary, and he writes, you'll find his work on The Drum, as well as other sites. He also writes in other and broadcasts as well. On technical matters, he's got his email address there. I guess any gratitude, recognition or acknowledgement of his skills would probably have been welcomed by him.